Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Chris, you have no idea what this music is.
No.
Baby Cortez, Happy Organ, WFUV.
I still
Fordham University.
Oh.
One-on-one. And the guy that I used to co-host the show with, now he does a great job for Yes Network. Jack Curry joins us here on the guest line. Jack, bring back a few memories, huh?
You're bringing a tear to my eye before the interview even starts, and you're making you and I feel and look a lot older than Chris is, so I appreciate that you did that.
Hey, Jack, this just in. You and Bob are old. Just get over
yes.
it.
Older.
100% true, yes. And I'll own it, Chris. 52, and when I'm done with you, I'm going to go run a few miles to try and stay 52.
All right, good for you.
You got any marathons coming up?
You know, Bob, I've done two, and I'm not sure my body will allow me to do another one. I think a half might be in the future, but another marathon is maybe not in the cards right now.
Well, you know, half is better than none.
No, I mean, there's no way. I haven't run a mile since eighth grade, so that ain't happening for me. I can tell you that right there.
Hey, Jack, we've been talking a lot about the Yankees this morning. Before we get to Chris's critique of Gary Sanchez and the way he crouches behind the plate, last night was just a fun night watching these kids come up and sort of take care of business. And it seems like every time the Yankees dip into the well, this farm system is just loaded.
This is a very interesting season for the Yankees. First of all, they've exceeded expectations. We can talk about Judge and all of that, but let's focus on last night because, as you pointed out, you have Wade playing his second game. You have Andujar coming up and doing something that no rookie has ever done. And I go back to something that I hear every spring training, and I'm a skeptic every time I hear it, but I shouldn't be. Whether it's a Joe Girardi or a Brian Cashman, they'll assemble these players in the clubhouse and they'll have a conversation with them, and they'll always say, this is not about 25 guys. If we want to get to where we want to get to, it's going to take about 35 or 40 guys in this room. So don't think because you don't start the season with the team that you can't be a contributor. And I'm always thinking, if you're the guy in that room who is the shortstop at AAA, or in Andujar's case was started the season at AA, are you really thinking that at some point you can be a contributor? And every year it happens. And when you have the depth like the Yankees have now, all of a sudden these injuries, and I mean, mention the guys who they've lost for periods of time this year. Didi, Sanchez, Bird, Chapman, Cece, Warren, Hicks, Holiday, Ellsbury, Castro. And yet they're sitting here still in first place right now, even after a real rough two-week skid. So I think the depth is very important.
It is amazing. I could sit here and talk to you forever, Jack. I have so many questions, actually. I'm a huge Yankee fan. I'm so excited about the team, the young talent. Okay, I've been a little critical of our man Gary Sanchez. I recognize the talent. He's a superstar. I mean, I love him, but he does frustrate me at catcher, especially last night a little bit. You know, it, to me, looks uncomfortable in the stands at times, but what also just drives me crazy, what is it with all the mound visits? What do you kind of attribute it to?
That's a great question, Chris, and I'm glad you gave him his props first because, right, last year this guy was the reason to watch the Yankees. For 2 months, Gary Sanchez went on a tear. He was Judge before Judge.
Yes.
I look at Sanchez this year, and I defer to a colleague of mine, John Flaherty, who caught in the major leagues for 14 years, and there has been something with Sanchez behind the plate this year. He has 6 pass balls, which is up there amongst the league leaders, and there is a bit of a lack of comfort back there. And we talked about this on our post game last night. For Joe Girardi to talk to him in the dugout during a game and offer instruction. No, I know Joe after the game said it was about teaching and these are teachable moments and you have to do that. I can't remember in all my years of covering Joe Girardi when our cameras caught him doing such intense instruction with a player during the game. Joe's got a game to manage. He's worried about the bullpen. Does he have to pinch hit somebody? Is he going to try and get something started in the next inning with a hit and run or a stolen base? So that's not really in his wheelhouse to do that. So that was interesting to me that he felt the need to do that. And then as far as the mound visits go, Chris, I can't explain that to you other than I think it's a trend in baseball, and I think it's a trend that needs to stop. I talked to guys like David Cohn and Al Leiter that I worked with, and they hated when a catcher or a pitching coach came to the mound. Pitchers want to get in a rhythm. They want to feel like, okay, I've got the ball, foot on the rubber, throw a fastball here. Not where I wanted it. Give me the ball back. I'm going to follow this up with a cutter. That cutter is where I want it. They don't want their rhythm to be broken. So I, as a pitcher, or as someone who has spoken to a lot of pitchers, I don't think they love the mound visits.
No, and Jack, it definitely affected Tanaka's rhythm because he was sort of sailing along, and he got thrown off, and then he struggled through that one inning, you know, gives up a little flair, then a couple of hard-hit balls. Melky gets the hit, and then he gets the double play and limits the damage. But, you know, he's picking spots all of a sudden. And he looked like a different guy in that inning.
Yeah, and Tanaka is from the David Cone mold. I've got 6 or 7 different pitches. Let me at them. I don't think Tanaka goes out there with a plan. And I know he's struggled this year, but he's looked good in his last 2 starts. I don't think Tanaka needs a lot of spoon feeding once the game starts. He pretty much has an idea. Okay, slider's working well. Now I'm going to work in the splitter. I thought last night we saw better evidence of the Tanaka we've seen in the past, whereas I don't think he had his A stuff, but I think he was smart enough to move his pitches around, threw a lot of 2-seamers and 4-seamers early, and then all of a sudden, okay, now I'm going to introduce the slider. Now I'm going to introduce the splitter. So if he could be anything like what he has been in his last 2 starts, 2 earned run and 14 innings, I mean, the Yankees should just be quite relieved because they need this guy if they have any hopes of playing in October.
We got to talk about the man, the myth, the legend. I'm going to unleash the Kraken, Aaron Judge. I mean, have you ever seen anything like him before in your experience? Is there any player that he reminds you of in your history?
Chris, the easy answer is no, because I've thought of this. I've thought of, has there ever been anyone who struck out half the times in a season, even though it was 84 at-bats, and then came back in the next year and could win an MVP? And it doesn't take more than 10 seconds to think about that. In the 30 years or so that I've been around the Yankees, no. The answer is an absolute no. And I got 2 quick things to tell you about Judge. In spring training, I went up to him and I said, what are you going to do differently so that pitchers can't do to you what they did last year? And he gave me a synopsis of the changes he had made. And he made a big point of saying how much he needed to be anchored on his back leg, because what he was doing last year was lunging a lot. He's such a big guy that if he tilts his body forward a little bit too early, all of a sudden, instead of having a straight, solid pass to the ball, he's lunging. I mean, think of a tree starting to fall down. And as that tree starts to tip, that was Judge. And all of a sudden, he's in a bad position. They throw an outside slider or something like that. He's cooked. So I went up to him and I said, all right, you told me the mechanical changes you made in spring training. They worked. But it can't just be mechanical. What else did you do? And he started talking about the mental side of the game. One of the things that young batters hear in the major leagues is, these pitchers are so good, you might get 1 pitch per at-bat. Don't miss it. Mm-hmm. Well, Judge let that get in his head last year. And if he missed the first pitch of an at-bat, a fastball right on the inside corner that he should have done something with, or an 0-1 pitch that he let go by, he said he started to think, well, the at-bat's over. He's got me now, because now he's going to toy with me. Now he's going to play with me. And coming into this year, he had to remind himself, hey, you're good. And that's the exact phrase he used. And we talk a lot about him being humble, but he had to sort of have a little swagger up there in the box and say, wait a second. I'm a very good hitter. Okay, he got 1 pitch past me. Let me see you get 3 past me. So those are the 2 things that I've taken away from conversations with him that I think have helped lead him to a guy who right now he's the MVP winner in the American League.
Yes. Jack Curry, the Yes Network, joining us, talking a little Yankees. One of the really cool, smart signings in the offseason was Matt Holliday. And obviously the Yankees are concerned about his health first and foremost. Jack, any reporting or any inkling as to what's going on, when they can get him back? And then the second end of that question is, are we just writing Bird off for this year?
Yeah, let's answer the second one first, because unfortunately, Bob, I think it's leaning and trending in that direction. Meredith Marakovich, our clubhouse reporter for Yes, she did an interview with Joe Girardi yesterday, and in the midst of about a 10-question interview, she asked him about Bird, and he said, yeah, it's a concern that we won't get him back, that he's still feeling something in that foot. And it's really, I mean, I don't want to say tragic. I mean, tragedy is for something far worse than this, but it's really sad because this guy is such an elite hitter. He had a tremendous spring training, but his inability to stay on the field is something that is really dogging him right now. And you foul a ball off your foot, and that's going to cost you an entire season potentially. That's shocking to me. As far as Holiday goes, a viral infection, they said it sapped all of his energy. I guess there's a hope that he rests a little bit and then he's done and ready to come back after these 10 days. I think it's been a mystery to them. The blood work has come back clean. They said it's not mono. I don't know what other things you could search for, but I think their hope is he can be a player for them after this 10-day DL stint. And he has been a revelation. I think he's not only an impactful hitter at the plate, but it sounds like a cliche, but unless you're in that clubhouse, and you guys would understand this because Chris has played and reported, and Bob, you have reported, this guy has an impact on the people around him. It's not just what he says, it's by his actions. And if you went up to Aaron Judge today and asked him, look around this clubhouse, who's impacted you? The first guy he would mention would be Matt Holliday.
Yeah, they need him back, especially if we want to stay hot here. Okay, I got to ask him about some of these other young guys that I'm excited about. I mean, just give me a little update on, you know, Andujar, and what we've gotten lost in the shuffle here is our man Tyler Wade, who's been impressive the last two nights. Just talk about a little bit of both of them and how the organization views them.
Chris, Tyler Wade is kind of an organizational creation, and I think you have to love this if you're a Yankee fan. And by that, I mean this. I was talking to Joe Girardi a couple of years ago, and I think Brock Holt had just had a tremendous game against the Yankees. I don't know what he did. Let's say he got three hits, made a play in the outfield, whatever he did. And the next day I was talking to Girardi, and he said, we need a guy like that. You have to get a guy who can play all over the place, and when you play him in all these positions, you don't lose anything. He said, as a manager, you've basically given yourself more than one player when you have a guy like that. And Joe said, the guy has to be able to play shortstop. That's got to be his first position, because he can play shortstop, you can pretty much play anywhere else. Well, Joe mentioned to Gary Denbo, who handles the minor leagues for the Yankees, I need a guy like this. And the guy they targeted was Wade. And they told Wade this, and Wade was on board. He didn't do the old, I'm a shortstop, I only want to play a shortstop. The kid was smart enough to know, this is my quickest path to the major leagues. And not only can he play multiple positions and not ever feel like, and he got charged with an error last night, by the way, that wasn't his error. Gardner stepped in front of him.
No doubt.
But anyway, he has speed, and he makes things happen, and he's got plate discipline. He had about a 400 on-base percentage at AAA. You can even see in his at-bats at the major league level, he makes pitchers work. And a couple times I've seen him on the bases so far, he cuts the bases, ooh, I want to say better than anybody on the Yankees right now. Gardner is a good base runner once he gets going. I've even seen Gardner a little out on the base.
Oh, I think we lost Jack.
That's how great he is at running the bases.
Yeah. Hey, sorry, go ahead.
No, Jack, I wanted to ask you just quickly, because I know the Yankees tend to be conservative, and rightfully so, if you follow pro sports closely. Better to wait a little bit longer, despite what the fans might say. I know CeCe is chomping at the bit. What's your guess as to when we're really going to see him again? No, we did lose Jack there. Well, we lost Jack there. Too bad, because I had a good CeCe question.
Yeah, well, hopefully he'll call back. But, man, I know we can't even talk about all the Mets, I mean, Yankee stuff right now. I mean, it is. It's amazing that we're here in hour two, and we haven't even talked about Tyler Wade, who's been really impressive as well. I mean, it's a great time to be a Yankee fan.
Yeah, and it was fun watching his parents in the stands.
Yes,
and he gets
amazing.
The hit, and mom and dad's like, yeah,
yes.
It's my boy.
And that was, Jack was totally right. That was not his error. I mean, he was calling, I got it. It didn't look like Gardner was talking at all, and Gardner just cut in front of him. So that was amazing. And the wind last night was hilarious. I mean, it's funny to watch Major League Baseball players not catch a fly pop.
Good stuff from my old college buddy there, Jack Curry at Fordham, man. A hell of a DJ, too.
Oh, is he a hell of a DJ?
Is that
what you guys played, that song that we played?
Well, that
before?
Was the theme to One-on-One, the okay. Sports talk show. But then we would stay afterwards on Sundays at 1 a.m., and then Jack would then DJ.
Okay.
For like an hour or so. Very.
And what were you two DJing? What are you guys listening to?
I was going to let Jack fill you in on it. I'll fill you in during the break.
Okay.
Good stuff from Jack Curry, Bob Papa, Chris Sims. here on The Fan, the toll-free line, 877-337-6666 on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.